and everything that you gave me at the cross is mine. Salvation belongs to me because of what Jesus did. Healing at the cross belongs to me because of what my God did. Hallelujah. Deliverance is mine because of what he did on the cross. Death could not keep him in the grave. That means for you and I, for those who confess Jesus as Lord, for those who recognize their sinful state and understand that only
today is the day that the Lord has made. Are you rejoicing? Are you glad in it? I'm not convinced yet. I said, are you rejoicing? Are you glad in it? Hallelujah. Oh, that's the way it should sound. The sound of rejoicing. You ought to be shouting with joy. You ought to be rejoicing with every ounce of your being when you really understand the magnitude of what Christ has done. It changes every aspect of our lives. Oh, the church is the place of celebration. This is the place where we shout. People in the world ought to think that there is a game going on at the stadium, that there is a race going on downtown on the track, that there is something of amazement taking place, and that as people would drive by, they would say, we're missing something, because there is a celebration going on. Hallelujah. And the world ought to be jealous right now, today, because no matter where you go throughout the city, there would be rejoicing taking place, pockets of celebration that would fill the entire region, all of the glory of God. That is why we're here today. The sound of silence is defeat and a lack of perception pertaining to who has won the game. Hallelujah. And when your team wins, when you realize that you have obtained the greatest victory that could ever be obtained, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. The Word of God says, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Will you rejoice today? Will you rejoice today? Do you have the audacity of rejoicing in your heart today? Oh, I pray that you do, because today is the day that makes communion worthwhile. It is because of today that communion is remembered each and every time we have the opportunity, because we are grateful and thankful for what God has done. We remember. The Word of God tells us that when they were in the upper room and they were seated around, this is right before Jesus was about to go to the cross, and he's explaining to the disciples everything that's going to happen so that they wouldn't be surprised, so that there wouldn't be any shock when things began to change. That's how awesome God is. He doesn't leave us in a place where we're unaware of what's going to happen next. God is always revealing his way, his direction, for what he's doing, and all the things that are taking place pertaining to the kingdom of God and how it will relate to you. God reveals himself. And so he did to the disciples. And he, as you know, he reached in and he took the bread. And when he took the bread, he broke it and he said, this is my body. And Jesus was about to suffer in his body. He was about to commit his body to the fulfillment of the will of God, fulfilling the very law of the spirit realm. The law of the spirit realm is, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. The realm of the spirit is the realm that says that it's like gravity. Whatever goes up must come down. The law of the spirit of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And the amazing thing about that is that Jesus is the gift. And he has paid the price for our sin. Do you realize your sin debt has been paid? That ought to make you rejoice all by itself. Just knowing that God is not holding your sin against you. Oh, hallelujah. Well, let us remember in prayer today. And let us commit our bodies to the Lord, that he may use us for his own glory. That
we just ask this morning as we come before you that you would break us, oh Father God. Break us of our sinful ways. Break us of our sinful pride, oh Father God. Break us of all that is not of you, oh Father God. And we trust that we can come before you and ask you that this morning, Lord. Because even as you break us, your plan is to rebuild us into the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus. Lord God, we offer ourselves before you, oh Father God, so that we would examine our hearts before you, Lord. We would identify all the areas that we walk outside of your ways, oh Father God. And we place it before you this morning so we would be broken of our habits, oh Father God. Broken of our ways before you, Lord. And you would rebuild us anew, oh Father God, into the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus. We thank you and we remember all that you have done for us as we partake of your table this morning. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so let us take this bread. As this represents our bodies, it has been pressed down. It has been yielded and void of yeast. And that reflects a lack of selfishness. That we are free to serve God and not ourselves, to obey Him and His word, to follow Him, to allow Him to lead us and guide us in our daily lives, that we would continue to represent Him in our bodies, that our bodies would experience all that the cross has covered, that we would be healthy and whole, that we would be used of God, that we would be able to carry out the will and the work of God out of a heart of generosity for God. So as we eat today, I pray that you would surrender completely and wholly to God. Even if you did it yesterday, let's do it again today and say, the Lord is Lord God. Omnipotent, and He reigns in the midst of my life. And today, I surrender myself to Him, that He may be glorified. In Jesus' name, let us eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And afterwards, Jesus took the cup. And the Word of God tells us that when He took the cup, said, this is the New Testament, the covenant of my blood, which is poured out for you. And the blood of Jesus, it represents the washing away of sin. Because without cleansing from sin, we cannot be reconciled to God. It is sin that separates us from God. It hinders us from experiencing the fullness of God. It is sin that brought sickness into the world and disease. It is sin that caused man to be in darkness rather than in the light. It is sin that keeps us from experiencing His power and His glory. But the blood of Jesus, oh hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, it cleanses us from sin. It washes us like bleach, removes measure of a cup with a pitcher being poured into the cup. And all that Jesus accomplished at the cross, all of the blood that was shed on the cross, all of the blood that was shed while he was being beaten and as he endured the walk all the way to Golgotha Hill, all of the blood that he shed, God says that's enough to cover your sin for eternity. Hallelujah. For eternity, you are washed. You are cleansed. That's how powerful the blood of Jesus is. Oh, you are washed clean. So I pray that you would join us today. And let us pray and ask God to continue to wash us and cleanse us. Because our hearts have been surrendered to Jesus the Christ, who died and shed his blood for us. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the shed blood on the cross, Lord. And Lord God, let us be reminded that the blood has already been shed, so let it now flow in our lives, Lord God. Let it flow through us, Lord God, through every single crevice of our lives, Lord God, that it would wash us clean, that it would bring sin to the surface, that it would be, Lord God, something that makes us a new Heavenly Father. Let us walk in the forgiveness of sin so that we can walk in the power of your authority. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us be able, Lord God, to go forth into the world, Lord God, and extend healing hands, to be able to speak life, to be able to speak power, to be able to speak of you, God. Let us first accept that blood, Lord God, to wash over us, to wash us clean. Let us forgive. Let us be forgiven of all sins, Lord. Let us confess all sins, even the ones where we want no one to know, Lord God. Let you, Lord God, know it so that we can be forgiven of it. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. So, as we take the cup, and as even the disciples were in that upper room, the blood of Jesus was laid out as he explained all that was about to take place. And as they were drinking of the cup, as they ate of the bread, it is merely a down payment of things to come. It was the deposit that God was placing in them to secure their eternity in him, to prepare them for the great work that was to take place. Every Christian goes through a process. They go through a process of transformation from rebirth up until the second coming of Jesus, when we stand before the Lord. And if those who die before the Lord returns, they are transformed in the twinkling of an eye, even. They are made lifeless when they come before the Lord in the fullness of his glory. And the awesomeness is revealed. This, too, is a down payment for us of things to come. It says, God, keep working in me.